If you're not a Christian here tonight, look at what God has done to save people from their sins. I know there's a bit of difference of opinion in our particular city in terms of, is God willing to save a lot of sinners? Well, the Bible says so, and not only Revelation 7. When you get to Revelation 7, there's a great multitude that no man can number, from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. I don't know how you avoid the obvious. Obviously, God is in the business of saving a lot of people. But it's not only those specific texts that tell us he's going to save a lot of people, but it's passages like these. He has designed a particular class of men, a particular office to continue in the church. The apostles ceased. The prophets ceased. The evangelists, again, it's a bit of a tough one, but pastors, teachers remain until Jesus comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead. What's one of the purposes for these men? It's to preach the gospel to sinners. It's to call sinners to faith and repentance. It's to promise the blessedness of our Lord Jesus Christ to all who come by grace through faith in Him. And that ought to be another encouragement for anyone here to look unto the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, because He's about